Now notice verse 2. It's better to go to the house of mourning than go to the house of feasting, for that's the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. Well, you see, he goes from the knife and fork club to the funeral service, and all of it's done in a very dignified manner. Nothing really happens. The knife and fork club, some man comes in, talks to him on pollution. Not that they're going to do anything about it, but they're going to talk about it. And then next week they have a man that's going to talk to them on some of the civic problems. They're going to listen to it. And again, nothing will be done. And then they will all go to the funeral when one of the brothers in the lodge dies. And they hear some nice things said about him. Nobody's particularly moved. Nobody's going to miss him too much. It's life. That's the way we live it in our hometown. And very frankly, friends, I can't blame a lot of these young people from rebelling against that. To me, it's a lot of blah. I'm glad I never lived it like that. I don't live it like that today. To me, this is the worst situation of all. I'll be honest with you. This is not life. This is not living at all. Now, notice verse 3. Sorrow's better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance, the heart's made better. Oh, may I say that they won't arrange it so you can laugh all the way to the cemetery. You see, if you cover up everything with flowers and you have a lot of soft music and the preacher says a lot of easy things and nice things, everybody's going to go home and say, well, my, we had a nice funeral. Laughing all the way to the cemetery. My, that's life for a great many folk. Now, will you notice verse 4? The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth. He doesn't get 50 yards away from the cemetery till somebody tells a joke, and they all have a good laugh. This is living in the presence of death. And doesn't it somehow occur to some folk today that as they see their friends slipping out of this life, that they're moving somewhere, they're going somewhere, and it might be well to check in and to see where they're going. Are they saved? Are they lost? Are they rightly related to God? Well, that's not important. Oh, Mr. So-and-so, he was a good fella. He always gave to the community chest, and his wife was active in the Red Cross, and they were active citizens in the community, which means that they do practically nothing. That is, they really wouldn't take a stand on a vital issue. They wouldn't dare do a thing like that.